Thanks to Bombas for supporting the show. Bombas makes socks that are comfortable and look great with a wide variety of options. And for every pair of socks that you purchase, Bombas donates a pair to someone in need. Go to bombas.com/Lori to get 20% off your first purchase. Now that we have all of these different jobs in different industries, and you can get your work done at all times of the day on your computer, these things are not essential anymore, and it's not complementing the way we actually work. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And let's talk about the hunt for more energy. So we know that time is one of our most important commodities, but time is something that you cannot get more of. I actually believe energy is our number one most important commodity because you can create more of it, which can essentially almost expand time. So when I say almost expand time, I actually believe that it does expand time because I want you to think about a time where you have had a set number of time in order to get something done. Let's say you've had 2 hours to get a task done that you needed to sit at your desk and think about. But if you are exhausted, if you had not slept well the night before, if you did not eat well, then you're not going to have the energy to get done what you need in that 2 hour time frame. Where what happens is you might drag yourself. Maybe you get it done. Maybe you feel like it's not your best work. But if you come at it with energy, typically when you have energy, you're also inspired. So they go hand in hand, right? When you're energized, when your eyes feel wide, when your body feels awake, when you feel alert, when you feel tapped into the universe, when you feel tapped into God, when you feel tapped into yourself and everything around you, truly when you feel energized, imagine coming at that same task. It's like you could get that done in an hour. You could get that done in 5 minutes. I think about that a lot when I have to sit down and do something that maybe feels a little mundane, or maybe I've been at my desk for the entire week for 7 hours a day or 8 hours a day. And for me, I know that I do not work well that way. So let's talk about the hunt for more energy. It comes from so many different places. I'm going to give the basic bottom line places that if you're really struggling with energy, let's check out the low-hanging fruit first. If you're struggling with energy, a lot of times it can come from sleep, obviously. It can come from food. It could come from you're consuming a lot of alcohol, or maybe you're just doing that thing where you're having a glass of wine every night. And we forget that alcohol is a depressant. So there might just be something where maybe you feel like your edge is kind of taken off, which is why we're going to do the non-alc with light pink as well. But definitely these are some places that I have cleaned up first. So when I would have times in my life where I just felt like I did not have any energy to do what I wanted, these were the low-hanging fruit things that I cleaned up first. I was like, how much sugar am I having? How much alcohol am I having? Am I moving my body? Am I sitting at my desk for too long? So let's go into number two, because really it leads with, am I sitting for too long? So we can really start to drain our energy by doing something for way too long or doing something that doesn't agree with how we know we operate best. So I am a sprinter. Some people are marathoners, but for me mentally, I'm really only good for 2 hours, maximum 3 hours in a row of doing something at my desk consistently where I'm very focused. Anything after that, I'm probably starting to check Instagram. I'm probably going in my email. I'm probably deciding to organize my desktop or go and unload the dishwasher. I'm starting to think about doing something else because my brain does not like to focus that way. Hey, I love me a really good product. I am such a freaking consumer, you guys, but I also love a product that gives back. So I was super drawn to Bombas because they have this incredible mission and they're comfortable and super high quality socks. And I'm a sock freak. I wear them to bed. Did you know that socks are one of the most requested clothing items in homeless shelters? For every pair of socks you purchase, Bombas donates a pair to someone in need. Do I even need to continue? This product is a win-win. Bombas socks are made from super soft materials like merino wool, Pima cotton, and even cashmere. You know, I'm always encouraging you to uplevel yourself, and now we can uplevel our feet. I love the Women's Tri-Block Marl Ankle Sock for my daily walks and any weightlifting that I do. They're a little thicker material that fills all the space in your activewear shoes so your feet don't slide around. I got the 6-pack of socks, so I have a few different colors to choose from. For everything you do, there's a pair of Bombas socks to complement the activity, such as performance style, for every sport that keeps you moving or every movement you need to recharge, relax, and feel comfortable. Bombas' mission is simple. Make the most comfortable clothes ever and match every item sold with an equal item donated. So when you buy Bombas, you're also giving to someone in need. Go to bombas.com/Lori to get 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Lori for 20% off your first purchase. So I was just talking to my friend Jackie Koch, who's coming on the podcast. She's also essentially, basically might as well be my sister-in-law. It's been years and years of them together, her and my brother-in-law together. And I was chatting with her and she does HR. She runs her own company now for HR and teaching people HR and hiring and all of that fun stuff. And she was saying how working, you know, 9 to 5 or 8 to 5, 8 to 6, whatever that looks like, was created back when assembly lines were a thing, were the thing. When you would go to a factory and work on the assembly line, or you'd work on something, or you'd get a certain job done all day long, and that's what you would do. Now that we have all of these different jobs in different industries, and you can get your work done at all times of the day on your computer, these things are not essential anymore, and it's not complementing the way we actually work. So if I know I'm a sprinter, this is so funny because it applies to literally right now. I just called Lauren, my chief of staff, because we were going to do some more work. It's Friday afternoon that I'm recording this right now. And I have all weekend that I actually feel like working, but I don't want to work right now. It's literally sometimes Fridays for me are the toughest day because I go pretty hard on Monday through Thursday. And then Friday, I feel burnt out today. And it's 3 o'clock. And there's something that I can reschedule with Lauren. We were going to record a podcast and do some other things. And I just had this moment of, why am I going to keep staring at my desk and do something when I feel like I have no energy? I don't feel inspired, when I can reschedule these couple things to another time and go leave the house and get some energy and not force myself to do something uninspired if I truly can move some pockets of my day around. And I think we get so tied and feel so guilty around feeling bad for not sitting at your desk until 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. or whatever that looks like for you, or not having your laptop with you at 7 p.m. after you eat your dinner. And really looking at what type of person are you and where is your energy best used? Because if you're going into the empty department trying to get something inspired out of it, you're really going to start feeling resentful and it's not going to work. So learning how to switch that around is a beautiful way to get more energy and enjoy the things that you are doing. So another hunt for more energy is definitely looking at what you are doing. It's pretty rare that we can spend an entire day doing everything that we love. There's usually some sort of tasks in there that are mundane or challenging or we don't enjoy. But are you doing 99% of the things that you're doing every day in something that doesn't bring you joy, doesn't light you up, and actually is outside of your zone of genius? And even while I'm building Light Pink, one of the biggest, most important things for me was to know what my zone of genius is and how to make sure I stay in it in order to bring the most value and money to the company. So if I get out of my zone of genius, which is getting eyes onto the, as many eyes as possible onto the product and ideating and marketing, if I get into the really crazy mundane tasks where I'm trying to do a bunch of emails that are not on my agenda, that is someone else's schedule, or if I'm doing, you know, all of the social media, these are areas that, number one, I don't love doing them. My energy is not best spent there. It's drained there. And I'm not spending my energy in the places that will bring the most amount of energy and money to the company. So are you spending your time in things that actually drain you? The next one is, who are you around? If you're truly hunting for energy, do the people that you hang around the most bring you energy or do they drain you? And some of you are like, well, people who like drain me are the people I live with. And this is an interesting conversation because it may mean that you just need to get a lot more people around you and make sure that maybe you're spending even a little less time with them if you've got a big mission out in the world that you want to accomplish, because you might start resenting them anyway, or you already do right now. So making sure that you have spaces that you get out and get energized by people. And this could be a boundary conversation as well. So maybe you have that in your life and you feel like you can't escape it, but maybe it's also because you don't have the boundaries that you need around you. So if it's something that you can't immediately change, if you can't immediately change the environment, you can immediately change your boundaries. And remember, talk about boundaries a lot. When you first put that boundary in, it's going to make it feel harder. And they probably won't listen to the boundary. They probably will cross it, but it is your job to reinforce it. If they can't respect that, that's when that second conversation comes in around potentially removing yourself from the situation eventually, or removing yourself more frequently than not. So you guys, these are the lowest hanging fruit on the hunt for more energy. But a lot of us, you know what? I got one more for you. Yep. Here we go. So there's a lot of energy being drained right now on some stories you're telling yourself about something that happened, about making up a story about what you think someone thinks of you or what you think someone thinks of a situation when you don't actually know the truth. And then I want to challenge you that even if you do, quote unquote, think you know the truth or heard the truth from that person that they do feel a certain way about you that's negative, it is our job to let it be okay and learn how to close that loop and choose peace, even though it didn't end in the way that we want. And a lot of people are draining all of their energy out on a made up story or on, you know, someone else's opinion of them that they can't control. And this is so challenging. I'm making it just sound like it's a blip on the radar, but this is probably one of the hardest things that we will do, is to learn how to close that loop on our own, make peace with it, say a prayer, let it be okay that people don't like you or that they misunderstood you, and not to get defensive and spend all of your time and energy trying to make it right with someone who will never, ever see it from your point of view. And this happens to everyone. And I don't think people talk about it enough. I could probably call every single one of my friends right now, and they have a story or 10 where there's definitely a relationship that closed in a really unsettling way that they weren't happy with, that they wish would have changed or wish would have ended in a different way. And the people who I think move forward and are successful are the ones who decide to forgive, even if they know it wasn't their fault. They forgive and let go and move forward and cut their losses and put their energy somewhere else. Because if you don't do that, that means that you are giving them your most valuable asset, which is your energy. So who are you giving your most valuable asset to, and do they deserve it? So you guys, I'm sending you so much love. I hope this helps you on your hunt for more energy. More energy changes your life. It gets shit done, gets whatever you want done. And everyone is ultimately attracted to energy. Think about it. When you've ever bought anything, you've probably bought it because it feels like it's attached to something bigger, because it feels good, because it could bring you more energy, because it brings you life, because it brings you emotion. Energy is like the highest emotion. So you guys, sending you so much love. Until next time, earn your happy.